Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Sophie wants to know what she should do. She feels awful. Is she the jerk for telling her mother-in-law to pay for their open bar? She said, I'm getting married this June. My fiance and I have been planning for over a year. When we started looking at venues, I included my parents and my future mother-in-law and his stepdad, and of course his dad, of where to have the wedding. We set the budget, had a discussion with all sides to keep it reasonable. My parents agreed to cover the venue and the food since it's a major expense and wanted me to have my dream wedding.
Nice.
It would be their gift to us. We had this discussion before agreeing on a venue. When we were looking at venues, my mother-in-law would always make this huge announcement that she would be covering the alcohol and that it had to be open bar. We talked before deciding on the venue, and she said, yes, I'll pay for the alcohol. It has to be an open bar.
Yeah.
Well, my fiance and I were over the moon, booked it, made the deposits. Everything's coming down to the wire. Final payment is due. We reach out to mother-in-law, her know it's coming up, and she blew up and said she never agreed to pay the full amount.
Oh, no.
She can only give us $1,000.
Hey.
And it's thousands. That doesn't cover much. I spoke with the venue. They agreed to make a change since on our own, we cannot afford to have the open bar.
I get that.
We thought it was covered. We didn't save up for it. My mother-in-law heard about the change. And of course, I had made it to just beer and wine and soda.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want something else, the guests can pay for it.
That's
seems
right.
reasonable.
That's right.
My mother-in-law did not like this. She called me, blew up at me, said I've ruined her son's wedding.
Hey, yo.
And that he's making the wrong choice in getting married to me. And why would I make a change without her consent?
Because it's not your way. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Anywho.
She wanted to know why she couldn't ask her parents to pay the rest, etc. She said, I hung up and told my fiance what happened. He spoke to her and she went off again. Mm-hmm. At this point, she said she's not even going to attend the wedding because I've ruined the wedding.
That's a tough choice to make, Mama, ain't it?
He shouldn't be marrying someone else. I feel awful now. Am I the jerk for making the change back to the soda, beer, and wine?
I mean...
Listen, this is the... Sophie wants to know, the question is she the jerk for telling the mother-in-law she's got to pay for that open bar? Because it sounds like the mother-in-law came in and said, I'm going to do this.
Yep.
But then didn't ask how much it was. And then when the... had no... realistic expectation of what an open bar would cost, because I could tell you it's going to be thousands.
It's going to be thousands.
I would have known that.
So anybody would. I shouldn't say anybody, but most people that have been to a wedding or tried to plan some like such know that it's expensive.
Well, and you can't, with inflation, you can't walk in anywhere and say, I got this bill. Like, no way I'm walking into a restaurant before I see the final bill these days, because it could be 30 ahead.
And great point.
You never know once you add stuff on.
No, yeah, you got to know.
I'm not offering to pay for anybody unless I know exactly what I'm paying for.
And I get her wanting to really like show out for her son, and I don't know what the extent of the situation is. Maybe one family's more well off than the other, so she felt like she was needing to kind of like show something up, you know what I mean? Or like put some type of front on.
Well, it sounds like the mother-in-law was self-serving. She wants the open bar for her and her friends, right? Clearly, what else would it be for? It's her thing, but then she doesn't want to pay for it.
But why? Right, I was gonna say, why not be ready to pay for it then? If you want the open bar, you should be expecting the whole bill for it. She sounded like she was saying, "I'm gonna cover it. This is like my gift to y'all." Not just $1,000 worth. You made it sound like you was going to cover the whole thing, Mama.
Somebody said, holy cheese. It sounds like Monster-in-Law needs an AA meeting, not the jerk. All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you next. Do you think that Sophie is a jerk for telling her mother-in-law to pay for the open bar?
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sophie is very upset about the situation with her wedding next month, June.
Oh, yeah.
She's making the mother-in-law. Well, the mother-in-law said she was going to pay for the open bar, and now there seems to be a problem. So she wants to know if she's the jerk. Let's just go to Chris in Heartland. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. This is Chris in Heartland, your judge, jury, and executioner. No need for three callers today. She is definitely not the jerk. That mother-in-law is the jerk.
Hey, yo.
And when he said that mother-in-law for a second, I thought he was going to call.
I know. I was like, oops. I was like, Chris, hold on. It made me nervous.
Might have to hit the dump button. Might have to run.
I like it, Chris. He said, I'm the judge, jury, and executioner.
And
we're not the
like
jerk.
A true dude. Like, yeah. You know what? Guilty. I'm moving on with my day. That's Chris for you.
I'm surprised he ain't hung up yet.
Yeah. Chris, have a great day.
We appreciate you, man.
Hey, y'all. See ya.
Peace. Dad, thanks for calling.
While we don't really need three callers, we're going to take them because I'm even hot about this one. Let's go to Shay in Greendale next. Shay, good morning.
Good morning. Wow, I can't even go after Chris. Like, you just left that.
Hey, Shay, for real, though. Mic drop for eight. No crumbs.
He left no crumbs. He ate it and he just said goodbye.
Bye. Facts. No, but for real, though, what do you think, though? Talk that talk.
Oh, okay. You remember that movie Monster-in-Law with J-Lo?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's her.
She's like, Jane Fonda. She's,
the other one. I love that movie, but she's such a jerk. That's her name, right, Sophie?
Yeah, she has to be anonymous because she's upset, okay. But I gave her the name Sophie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, Sophie, yeah, she's a sweetheart. She's like, okay, fine then. If you don't want to pay for it, we'll go back to what it was. And now the mom is getting all crazy about it, and now she's name-calling and dropping all these, like, unnecessary things and causing all this strife.
You know what made me crazy?
That's so unintentional.
Right.
What made me crazy in this letter was where the mother-in-law comes in and says, well, why can't your parents just pay the rest? Like, assuming...
They're already paying for everything
else. That's
what
I mean. You're assuming, you're taking advantage now. Well, if they can afford that, they can afford it all. Like,
did I miss that on the front end? Because that's wild to me, bro.
Yeah, she said it. She call her parents and ask them to,
no.
And she was
you
like,
you already offered it up, and you know what? There was a solution. Okay, you cannot pay for it. Fine, we're gonna go ahead, we're gonna readjust, we're gonna solve this.
We're gonna do what we can.
This is a solution, mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. But because you don't like my solution, you're gonna come ahead and you're gonna attack me, and you're gonna go ahead and put some strife on this marriage that hasn't already started yet. You know, you're gonna try to go ahead and separate us because you're feeling uneasy over some drinks.
That's what I was going to say.
You
think about it.
You can provide for yourself at another time. If it's for you and your girls, go ahead and go prior to the marriage then, or before the wedding.
This is really crazy thing to fight over.
Oh my gosh, I'm like triggered.
Shay is getting mad. I can hear it.
I know. Shay, listen, we all are with you. This is a crazy reason to throw a fit for the mother-in-law. It makes absolutely no sense. She said she'd pay for the open bar.
It's a self-image.
And then did not, when the bill came, went, whoa.
Right, exactly. She went, I got it.
No, well, no, you don't got it, sister.
The selfish song before this, the dress was perfect. It was for the mother-in-law, selfish. Right before her.
Oh, my God. All right, Shay, you have a great day.
You too, as well. Okay, bye.
Santino actually texted in and said she's not the jerk, but the fiance should be checking his mom, not her. He did call. She said that he called his mom, and she went off on him, too. She said that in the note, just for the record.
You know, I agree. There's a bridezilla. This sounds like a momzilla.
Big time.
You know what I mean?
Or someone with an alcohol problem, which I do agree, if you're getting this upset over the alcohol, it's either a optics issue where you think open bar, because it's always the parents, like, we gotta have an open bar because it looks good. Nobody, come on.
They can have beer and wine and soda. We had beer and wine at our wedding and everybody had just the fine time.
And if I like vodka, I can bring a flask or buy it at the bar.
And that's exactly what the people did. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Just saying.
Man, there's ways around it, bro. And when it's your wedding, you pick what you do best. They can't afford it. Come on, mama.
And maybe alcohol is not as important to them as it is to this woman.
Ding.
Rachel's in Oconomowoc, last but not least. Hi, Rachel.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello. Well, everybody's saying that Sophie is not the jerk. What do you think?
You against the girl?
Yeah, I'm going to finish with a sweep, not the jerk.
Brooms.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I was married 10 years ago, and it was kind of a similar situation. We just wanted the beer, wine, soda, and my mother-in-law insisted on alcohol, but she did follow through and paid for it, and we told her, hey, you want this for the big family, you can pay for this.
Right.
I would have done the same thing as her, is no, we're going back to what we wanted, and if you don't want to pay for it, that's, things are expensive these days. We can't. Mm-hmm. Can't be affording that, so not the jerk.
Somebody texted in and said she never should have fluffed her feathers saying she'd pay for it. She had no idea how much it was going to be. Don't be cheap.
She was peacocking.
Yeah.
Ah, she was peacocking and thought that it was going to be cheap. Mm-hmm. Bruh.
Yep.
Hey, honestly, another thing. Can we be thankful that the venue actually let them switch it up? Because let's be honest, it is go time, man. The wedding is like mañana, tomorrow.
Seriously.
Normally, they don't let that fly no more.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been footing a bill.
Right.
Then what would the mother-in-law have done? Boy. Cherry on top.
I'm telling you what. All right, so Sophie is not the jerk. Sophie, we're sorry your mother-in-law sucks. But it sounds like at least your fiancé stuck up for you, so you can keep him.
That's right. Rachel brought the brooms. Appreciate the sweep. Thanks for the call.
Rachel.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
Well, not the jerk. Nope. I think we were all... I can't imagine someone having the guts to call in or say she's the jerk. How?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.